Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about what y'all gonna do, how y'all gonna walk it out. You twerking or you working, you grinding or you trying to find it. It don't make no difference. Come on in and let me know, man. What makes a woman a bitch and what makes a man a nothing ass nigga? Call in and let me know what's going on. Until then, I'm gonna let you know what's on my mind, cause I stay on the grind one time, two steps ahead of all the haters, and I'm gonna let you know what I'm doing. Now, to me, I feel that a woman, what would make her a bitch, right, would be, in my eyes, when she's ununderstanding. She's not trying to see the logical aspect of it. She's only trying to see it from the emotional aspect that women are intuitively functioned with from the jump to be able to do. So, and sometimes a woman being a bitch ain't always a bad thing. Sometimes your woman being a bitch keep you in check. It lets you know when you messing up and when you disrespecting and everything like that. But it's nice to have something soft and something tender on your side, because you never know when the times get rough and you got to buckle down and try to figure out what's going on. Now, what makes a man a nothing-ass nigga? Now, that's a question, because I'm a man. Now, check out the answer I'm going to tell you. What makes a man a nothing-ass nigga? When you got kids and you got on $400 jeans and keep a constant pair of $200 shoes, fuck the bitch. It's about the kid, and your kid ain't got nothing. Now, I know a lot of baby mamas cry and whine, and they want all the money off your grind because they ain't trying to get up and do nothing or produce a dime. We ain't talking about them. We talking about the cats that's known throughout the hood as the man, the connect, the plug, the baller, the nigga who make it rain on all them bitches half naked, giving it to every nigga make it rain, so you ain't nobody special, but you don't throw no money in the direction of your kids. Now, that's just my opinion now. This is something for Ohio. This is something for the world to understand. You tell me, radio personality N.A., what makes a woman a bitch and a man a nothing-ass nigga, and to do that, you going to definitely have to call in at 646-787-8015. Stand on the grind. That's 646-787-8015. You call in, let me know. We'll let everybody else know exactly what's on your mind. Call in, let me know what's going on with you. I'm going to play some of this music so y'all can get y'all thoughts together. And then you come on back and you tell me, what does it really do? What makes a woman a motherfucking bitch? And what makes a man a nothing-ass nigga? Call in, let me know. Check it out. So what they doing, we don't know. You know, I don't know. Well, there it is, man. We back at you, trying to catch you, see what you doing. What makes a woman a bitch? And what makes a man a nothing-ass nigga? How do you feel about what makes a woman unfuckwittable? And the man, the type that you run from. Why do you feel these types even exist? And what are their ambitions? Call in, 646-787-8015. Again, that's 646-787-8015. And let radio personality me, N.A., know what the fuck it is you think. Huh? Because I ain't going to mind. Fact, I like to talk. I'm going to tell you something right now. Well, I like this Newport. If you're in Troy, Ohio, cruise on down to Carl's Cruise Inn. The drive-thru. And check out what they got going on. They got the lowest prices on local beer and alcohol, as well as tobacco. And it's a good place for the kids. A lot of candy, a lot of fun environment. A lot of people communicating well with the customers and getting customer satisfaction. I'm going to tell you something, man. Back on this subject, what makes a woman a bitch? Now, I don't want to try to harp too hard on women because then you think I'm a feminist. I don't want to drop too hard on these brothers because then you'll think, you know what I'm saying, I'm a player hater. But, man, I can't never be because I never was. I don't even know what it feel like, smell like, read like. Don't even understand it when you talk to me. That's why when you tell me shit, you're looking at me like this motherfucker look like he's stupid and don't understand because I don't understand haterism. All I know is ambition and determination. And it gives niggas confidence, man, to do what the fuck it is they got to do. See, I'm not Dr. Phil. I'm not going to come to you and tell you, man, I got a PhD and I got a, yeah, well, all this other shit. I'm going to tell you exactly what I see because guarantee you, between me and him, the world work better for him because he getting that money, playing that role, acting that part, being that suspicious motherfucker that we call in the hood, the nigga you don't want to be. Although we doing good, we ain't hating, we congratulating. We just letting him know that we in different favorites. You feel me? Different bracket. We telling you exactly what goes on in the hood. As well as the suburbs or where have you, straight from the horse's mouth, the people who go through it, the taxes that penalize us. We telling you what it is. Now, I think that these women, man, for real, I had an analogy, right, a while back, and I said to myself, you know what? A woman that's considered a bitch is a woman that's taking care of her shit. She don't take no shit from nobody. She do whatever it is she got to do to make sure hers and what came with her is together first and foremost. But see, a motherfucker outside his own can't understand that because why? He's determined to be the man in power to control everything and see what's going on. So he don't understand what the fuck going on. So to him, a woman would be a bitch because she taking care of her business. Now she telling you that the sucker shit you telling her don't mean nothing and she ain't falling for it and she ain't even trying to listen to it. Then you call her a bitch, right? Then a woman say a man is a nothing-ass nigga because he want to take care of his kids and not your ass. Get up and get a job. Right? Yeah. We ain't talking about the women who have to go down to the job center to get that extra money, that extra pinch of grain off the top. We talking about the women who very well can get their motherfucking ass up and go get a job, but you choose to keep having kids instead of getting off your ass, you can't blame nobody but yourself. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. We ain't pointing fingers and blaming. We just saying, if that's you, then motherfucker, that's you. Time and knowledge done taught us, go off of what you see. If I see that's what you're doing, that's all I can speak on now. If I see you down there busting your head, trying to get you a job, filling out 100 applications, checking out my Facebook page, personal mediator for the women of America, trying to get you an updated resume based on what kind of job you're going for, then I can give you your props over calculations. But other than that, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what it is, man. You're being a bitch. A bitch getting her own way. That's what it do. A nothing-ass nigga is a nigga who getting his own way. right? Because no matter how hard you are, no matter what you think, if we just like the tigers and the lions and the bears, oh my, that you see on TV, come on, man. When you have your seeds, when you have your young ones, it's an automatic instinct that should kick in your punk ass to say, hey, man, outside of everything out here, I got to do right here first, and then get to it. And then get to it. We don't understand it, but we need to understand it. See, this is another part of that puzzle we was talking about, where people got to understand who they are. Yeah. And see, but nobody want to talk about that now. We all caught up in some other, got a man off on what the fuck the 17 people around the corner doing and how they doing it and how can I tell everybody what they doing and how can I hate on what the fuck they doing instead of thinking of how the fuck can I do this? How the fuck can I get this together? Why is it that's me always not having? How can I start to be the one that have? How can I? Nigga, you catch what I'm saying? You catch what I'm saying? Huh? I got to use these funny voices and all these little fast catching phrases and all that shit for you to understand, man. It's a shame that a man would want to call a woman a bitch. It is a shame that a woman would want to call a man a nothing ass nigga. Huh? That's crazy. And when I say nigga, I ain't talking about just blacks, man. I'm talking about whites, too, because I know whites that call each other nigga. So, goddammit, we going to act like we know what's going on out here, and we ain't going to act like we don't know. Because we all know. Right? Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Come on down, let radio personality N.A. know what's on your mind. What makes a woman a bitch and a man a nothing-ass nigga? Tell me how you feel about what makes a woman unfuckwittable and a man the type that you run from. And why do you feel that these types exist? And what are their ambitions? Call in 646-787-8015 and let N.A. know what it is that you think. Because, see, if we can figure out what you think, we can figure out why you think that if you tell us, and then we can kind of tell you why and how you can change the way you think to start seeing women for the beautiful beings that they are, and the women can start seeing the men for the handsome characters that they are. And then you can truly understand what makes both of them unique in their own personality, that when you bring them together, they make one person. That's crazy. A logical person, an emotional person. You put them together, you got a single being. Man, it makes sense, don't it? It makes sense, don't it? Huh? The men that's really timid, don't really say nothing, they tend to have women that's outspoken. You never find two people that's outspoken together. If you do, they always fighting. It's always the opposite of you that turn out, to be the best for you. Although it says opposites do not attract, you attract what you like. Ooh, right? You attract what's most best suited to who you are. Ain't that something? Maybe that's why all these dudes talking about my nigga, my nigga. How you gonna make a song? Not saying nothing about nobody. But how you gonna make a song about your nigga? Yo, nigga. That's crazy. What he done for you? But that's another topic. We gonna get on that shit another day, on another time, and see what's going on. You understand? Because it's serious out here, man. It's real serious out here. And I don't know what y'all think about and what y'all doing. But what I'm telling you is, call in and let me, radio personality N.A., know what makes a woman a bitch and a man a nothing-ass nigga, man. And how do you feel about what makes a woman unfuckwittable and a man the type that you run from? And why do you feel that these types even exist? And what is their ambitions? How can we help change their train of thought? How can you unbrainwash the brainwashed? First, you got to realize that they brainwashed to be able to even try to calculate how to unbrainwash them. And that's how it goes. We sit and we study and we study and we talk and we look and we listen and we think we know and we think we know and we think we did and we think we saw. What really we ain't see or know or hear shit, man. We missing the boat. And I can honestly say that we missing the boat, because if we weren't missing the boat, we would be showing and proving a whole lot better than what we doing. Yeah, as a whole. Yeah, yeah. That's just how it is. this Newport is heavy on my chest right now. Maybe that's because I'm in deep thought, or maybe it's because I'm trying to tell you something real and hoping that you feel what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I'm going to have some callers coming in next month for Black History Month, y'all, so I want y'all to check that out. The whole month of February, we're going to have people in here talking live to you straight from the studio with your radio personality, N.A., letting you know how it was back in the day picking cotton in the field. You heard me, how it was back in the day picking cotton in the field. I got people who done done it. And they're going to come and they're going to talk to you. We also going to try to get some of these local artists in here so we can get a couple shows going where the local artists just call on in, send your music to me at na100328@yahoo.com, and we can get that played up on here. I'm going to have a couple shows throughout this year, particularly probably once a week, where the entire duration of the show we're going to play local artist music of all genres. All genres. Call in, let me know. And be ready for the Ohio's Finest website that's located on Facebook at facebook.com/NACorpsOhio's Finest. Please go ahead and check that out. It's added. It's a show added to the Blog Talk Radio station. We're going to get it jumping. It's all to promote communication, y'all, here at NA. We feel that everybody is equal, no matter the race, gender, cultural upbringing, value base, who you choose to believe in, who you choose to honor, who you choose to praise. None of that makes a difference here. Everybody is everybody here. Everybody is somebody. Nobody is nobody with NA Corp. We're never against. Everybody's ambitions, everybody's goals can be sought out. Some can be changed to the liking, maybe even a better liking than the person who created them. But that's what we're doing, right? I want you to go ahead and check out na100328.wix.com/NA-Corp Ohio's Finest. That's right. All in one. Check it out. The new website, up and coming, social communications. Get on there. Post up your pictures. Let us see who the humble. Let's see who's sophisticated, exciting, and outgoing. Let's see what's going on. Send in your picture. Send in the paragraph, and we're going to blast your ass featured on the website. You hear me? You go on to the user submitted in the comments. You can put up your own post directly coming from Facebook, Twitter. You can ask people to come from them websites to come straight on over and chat with you, too. Do it all right there. All right there. On the same website. It's all for Ohio. It's for the world, but it's for Ohio. Let y'all know how we getting down. Cincinnati, stay jumping. Columbus, stay jumping. Youngstown, shout out. We got Troy. We got Dayton. We got Springfield. We got Cleveland. We got Akron. We got Mansfield. We got Ashtabula. We got West Milton. We got Vandalia. We got West Carrollton. We got Centerville. We got Huber Heights. We got Westbrook. We got Beaver Creek. We got a whole lot of places. Arcanum. We got Houston. We got Rushi. We got Meigs County. We got Marietta. We got Cambridge. We coming all the way down, all the way up. And you check us out and tell us what you think, because what we doing is we showing the world how we get down over here in Ohio, the big state where it's great. Always sliding and always riding. You're paying more money to watch Ohio State Buckeyes than anybody else that's subsiding in the game. So what we going to tell you is to keep doing the same thing that you've been doing and watch us uplift and help you uplift at the same time, because we all about unity down here in Ohio. That's how it's going down. That's how we're shaking and baking. The last one is the fast one. Trust me when I tell you, if you don't know, you end up a failure. Once a call, always a ball, man. It ain't never nothing, man. We here to have fun. We ain't here to brawl. Come on down. Call 646-787-8015. Again, that's 646-787-8015. And let me, radio personality N.A., know what's on your mind. What makes a woman a bitch? And what makes a man a nothing-ass nigga? And how do you feel about what makes a woman a fuckwittable and a man that type that you should run from? And why do you feel these types even exist? What is their ambitions? Let me know. Call on in and let me know right now tonight. On the line that's hot, the train that's moving, the situation that's determined for improvement, success is the best, get it off your chest, the rest is bullshit. Come on down to Ohio's Finest and let me know what it is about you that you do, that you want to change, that you see, that you want to advise somebody on, or even get some advice yourself. It's all going down right here every night, 6 o'clock, 6:30, we jumping. Check the Facebook page for the latest up-and-coming things that's hopping out, and you tell us what it is we can do to improve the situation to make you greater and not a hater. See us now and never later. Put your post up and let everybody see that Ohio is the state in the United States that is greater and we can represent like we supposed to. Calling to all the ballers, calling to all the bitches, calling to all the twerk masters and the hoes that know how to throw it, make you throw your cash faster than the last trick that left about this motherfucker. To the humble sisters that's reading the books and getting it done, taking care of the children, number one, staying in school, ain't never playing the fool. To the sophisticated that's never player hated, always getting what they supposed to, getting plaques every year, getting congratulated. And to the sisters that's exciting, fighting and trying to see life with everything they can and beating every indictment, you come on down, you tell me exactly what's going on your mind. Who's a baller, who's a shot caller, who's a punk, who's a motherfucking dude on the block, always talking about he number one, but he number 15 on the list of five. Tell me what it is. It's going down every day right here, blogtalkradio.com/NA-Corp, that's C-O-R-P, Ohio's finest. Leave out the comma with a hyphen, I apologize. And come on down and tell me what's going on. When you see the post, you know it's the most. You see the microphone got fire on it because I'm spitting flames. That's all I can throw at you motherfuckers, man. Come on down here and check me out and see what the fuck going on. Make this radio show all about what you do. And remember, when we get enough callers, man, the last 10 minutes of the show is everybody can call out. And what I'm going to tell you is the same thing I tell you every night. Peace to Ohio and the rest of the United States, the rest of the world. I got love for you. If don't nobody else got love for you, the man, N.A., don't play. He's a never hater. I love all y'all. Keep your heads up. Do what you got to do, man. Call on in. Get this thing jumping. Make it the next big thing that's jumping on the scene, man. We're going to get it going. We're going to keep it going. Success is never a failure. We will never stop. We will never quit. TBC is the better choice, man. If you need a place to be, then come with me. We don't discriminate on nobody. We can bring all of you to success. Call on down when you feel free at 646-787-8015. I'm going to get the fuck on up out of here, man, because they rushing me about the building, and I got a bottle in my coat. So I'm going to play this music and let y'all go on ahead and go the fuck home. I'll holler at you, man. Love.